brats,
brandy,
cow chips,
and great local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. It's 8:30 p.m. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. We got Charlie Boy getting ready to do a sound check, get them live after 9 o'clock tonight. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, you have Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock. But right now you're here to introduce some very important people.
Jimmy, work is something you usually forget about when you head out to see your favorite local band. But when you spell it with a U, work is the favorite local band that you came to see.
Mm-hmm.
Born west of the Mad City in 2016, work has been playing summer festivals and clubs, all whilst chalking up more Mama Awards than you can hold in two hands.
It's true.
Work plays the Wisconsin Funk Fest on Friday, January 13th here in Madison, and in the studio tonight to tell us more about work and Wisconsin Funk Fest is guitarist and vocalist Frank Loffenberg, along with drummer Max Morkery. Frank, Max, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. You handled those mamas like Aaron Rodgers handled the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
Bam!
Now we need a drum, ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with work, tell us a little bit about the band.
Work is, we formed in 2016, like you said. We formed as a house band. On Bassett Street in Madison, but a lot of us do find our roots in Mount Horeb.
Yep.
We play like funk fusion, we call it.
We call it funk fusion, and when we first kind of figured that out, we actually had no idea really what that meant, but we knew that like we would incorporate, you know, some jazz elements, some funk. There's like reggae in there. There's a lot of rock in there, you know, so... Yeah. The fusion part of it.
We were like, well, it's a bunch of things, and it's all groovy, because Max is playing drums, so you know it's going to groove.
Yeah.
The guy that first told me about work, he said it's like this band that like plays Hawaii 5-0 music.
There's a lot of fills like that. That's for sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's cool. That's, I'll put that in the back pocket.
If you're watching work at Atwood Festival with a Hawaiian shirt rocker, it actually fits really good.
Now, you guys were a 6-piece band for many years, but you're jamming as 5 now?
Currently we're 5, but actually, as part of this interview, we wanted to announce that we're going to have some special guests for Funk Fest.
Great.
So we're going to bring back a previous worker, Riley Buchanan.
No kidding.
For a couple songs to hear his beautiful falsetto voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also going to have Brandon Jensen from, he's in part of the Mascot Theory and Mad City Funk.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to play with Woodrow. Yeah.
Woodrow.
Wow. And yeah, so he's going to be jamming some keys with us for some of that. So we'll be at 6 again for that time.
That has to be a lot of fun to bring people in that are not officially part of work, but you get to jam with them, have some fun on stage.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. It brings a new kind of energy, and we're really excited for it. It's going to be a funky night.
It brings a fresh perspective on our songs. It's nice to have somebody that's an outsider come in, and then they're playing with us, and you know, to see what they would bring into those songs that we're so used to in our current ensemble.
Yeah.
I looked up the definition of what you said was funk fusion. I think you made it up, which is cool.
Yeah, I did.
It's your words
pioneers.
Now.
Yeah,
there's jazz fusion. There's punk fusion, but whatever. I think I like this. Huh. I like this punk funk fusion. That's great. But okay, so you guys have won a half dozen or more Mama Awards. And I know a lot of times when we talk to people in bands, it's like, yeah, it's so cool. But what does that recognition really mean? And I got to ask you, what kind of spinach are you eating?
The Popeyes kind, usually.
Only the Popeyes kind.
I don't know what that was. It's probably discontinued now. I think it was really important to us, especially I would say like 2019, that we would get on the scene in terms of recognition from the mamas. Then that was immediate, like, you know, positive reinforcement as to what we were doing in our own community. That was the main thing for us, and it especially in 2019, I think there was six or five.
Yeah, I think it was six that year. Yeah,
that was something.
But then again that felt like just unbelievable. And we got to play. We were part of the ceremony that night too, yeah. So it felt really special. And
I remember.
But again, this year too was like just like kind of like it's just good. Look, it's good verification that like oh yeah we're putting out vibes and people like it. So,
well,
yeah.
It's good promotion, and plus we're talking about the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association, so it's a charity too to put musical instruments in the hands of kids. We've talked about the Mamas a lot here on Max Inc. Radio, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
I want to mention about the Mamas real quick. Like work, in order to be considered for these awards, you have to submit your music to the Mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know, there's been a lot of talk, oh, they're not very diverse or whatever. Well, you know, you can solve that problem by sending in your music to the Mamas.
There you go.
Have it recognized and, you know, and then use it as a PR thing to get your music heard by your fans and new fans.
Well, and a reminder tonight, you're being heard across all of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. And of course, I always say streaming on the app, which is worldwide. Oh. So somebody's going to be like, work, I got to check these guys out, you know? Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're totally right, Jimmy, with the whole benefit of the Mamas and the the initiative of getting instruments in kids' hands, which music is such a big part of our life and was a big part of our lives growing up.
Yeah.
It shaped us. So supporting that mission and donating to the Mamas.
Yeah, we would not be where, you know, anywhere close to where we are now without, you know, our teachers and the ability to just have music all around us without us even, you know, wanting to even be a part of it. Yeah. We had to be a part of it.
Is drumming, is that your main thing?
That is, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've been drumming since I was two. I
mean,
not well back then, but my dad is a, you know, a really good rock drummer. And so I would watch, you know, a VHS over and over and over of him playing at a, you know, some kind of corporate gig somewhere. But
that's fun.
You know, that was the main driver for all of it. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, then I see Frank sit down behind piano sometimes, and that just kind of blows me away, you know?
It's rare, but it happens sometimes.
But it's good when you do it. Yeah, very cool.
That's a powerful instrument.
Yeah, it sure is.
I just have to just pay my respects.
You know, when you all were talking about the drumming and started drumming when you were one, Rocker was like sitting there smiling. I could see his big grin. Like, oh, I started at one.
Oh,
I had vodka in my hand.
Already, yeah.
Oh, my.
Making my mom proud.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Mama Rocker.
Hey, you all have a big 2023 coming up for work. A lot of festivals, outdoor festivals.
Oh, that's
which
gotta feel good.
I think work is perfectly built for the outdoor festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like that's
our home.
We like to hear.
You know?
Yeah, we really dig that. We shine in that.
Oh, yeah, that's always our most favorite gigs that we play. Is
What are some big ones that you're looking forward to?
I mean, People Fest?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get out there.
Yeah. That place is something else. Yeah.
That's in August, right?
Yep. And we actually have, I think, back-to-back weeks in there because the first weekend in August is Mile of Music.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Oh, you guys are doing it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Staying at the hotel up there?
Yeah.
In the Appleton?
Yeah, we've heard they treat everyone like kings and queens.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Swim in the pool, you know.
And then, but the first one coming up actually is a new one for us. We're playing at Big Turn Fest.
That's right.
In Red Wing, Minnesota, in February. So a little bit of funky warmth in the middle of winter.
Nice, it gets started early.
Oh, yeah.
Is that an outdoor show up there?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I think we're actually playing in a church. So.
Oh, I was going to say, I can see them outdoor, like, you know, fishing, shorts, you know.
Propane
negative
heater.
10 degrees outside.
Yeah, gotta be
it's
brave.
It's Minnesota.
There's going to be some lightning and brimstone if you're playing at a church, too.
Oh, goodness.
Call an
I bet
ambulance.
The acoustics are amazing,
you
though.
Might call an ambulance, or you might have to deal with the devil if you have to.
Oh.
Now you're talking my language, man.
Oh, man. Okay, so the Wisconsin Funk Fest, holy cow, already this Friday, January 13th, Majestic Theater in Madison. Who is with you? Who do you have playing with you?
We've got Rare Element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, fun and funky for sure.
Yeah.
They're like our sister band.
Yeah, they're very, very similar instrumentation. We got Todd Phipps playing organ in that band from
another Mount Horeb.
From Mount Horeb. Yeah, there's something in the water great. Out there, I swear.
Mm-hmm. Mama Dig Downs.
Yeah, Mama Dig Downs.
Band. And they're playing the middle slot, so that'll be a really funky time. I will never forget the first Mama Dig Down show I went to at Majestic. Was like, I was out in the crowd, and then I was like, whoa, there are horn players playing horn around me in the crowd.
50 people up there.
And you know, they're in the crowd for part of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
The first time that I saw Mama Dig Downs was, I don't know, it was probably sometime in the early 90s. And they were at the Mifflin Street Block Party, just, you know, marching through the crowd. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
That's perfect.
That is.
So anyway, we're really stoked to be a part of that ticket. I think all three bands are going to bring a different type of, type of funk.
Absolutely.
And a lot of energy. So it should be a fun night from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like it.
We appreciate you guys, and it's going to be so much fun. Works Music, you got a dot com? Is it
Work the Band.
Work the Band.
W-U-R-K the Band.
There you go. Plus, you're up on Bandcamp, I believe. You're on the socials.
All the socials. Yep. Oh, yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Frank, thank Max, you. Thank you so much for coming in and being awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the awesome work.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. We'll keep working
awesome
for you.
Awesome shows, too.
Yeah. Keep that new music. I love the second song we're going to play, Ignition, in just a couple of minutes. But right now...
Oh, yeah, that's our most latest release.
Yes, it is. We've been playing it a lot here on Max Inc. Radio. You know why? Because we're local music.